first thing in the day with the Christ, we're not checking in with a figurative personality or with a being outside of ourself. We check in within ourselves. Christ is sitting right inside the tip of your consciousness, waiting to give you instructions for the day. And it's the same Christ who gave you the seven keys to the kingdom. And so naturally, when you check in with the Christ, you're given your work for that day. Sufficient unto the day thereof. And you may be surprised that it's Christ's plan for you to do something entirely different than your self-will would have decided. So, for example, here we are, and we're to have a lesson, but it's up to Christ to decide what it will be. It can be one of seven, or it can be an outgrowth of either one of those ideas. Whichever we need to develop Christ consciousness. And so we're going to wait a moment and give Christ an opportunity to tell Christ what to do. Whenever there is a oneness, a total oneness, so that the universe is only one I. And until the universe is one I, there will not be a clear channel. You can't tune in to the Christ through a myriad growth of diverse ideas. You must have a concept which is graduated to, I am I, the infinite. That takes a long doing. But it must be I, infinite, then I am connected to the infinite, and the infinite will yield to me that which I must do for that day. What I reap is what I sow. If you recall, there was a balance with a rider on the black horse, and there were some words. He said, a measure of barley for a penny, three measures of wheat for a penny, and see you do not harm the oil and the wine. That was Spirit's code to tell us that there is a karmic balance. As you get what you pay for, you harvest only that which you have sown do. And we must now sow to whatever will strengthen our Christ consciousness. We're building with oil and wine. And that's the building of the spiritual awareness. Where is your weak point? Where is your strong point? Let's decide that the mind of you must be strengthened. You have a tendency to use your mind and then the mind of Christ. and you're using the two. And the mind of Christ won't be used by anyone. The mind of Christ has to have free input in order to have a free projection in your life. So let's decide now that we must eliminate one mind. I can't have a Christ mind and a human mind. With my human mind, I'm limited. And not only limited, but I'm in prison. I can't get out of it. And even though it does great things, I find that they all tumble eventually. They all have a limited time span. And I could go on after reincarnation after reincarnation, erecting great structures, but ultimately they must all tumble. They have no continuity in Christ unless they are built by Christ. Now, if I want to save several incarnations, I've got to find a way of yielding to the expression of Christ. I've got to find a way of tuning so that in the final analysis, that which comes out of me is a Christ activity. It has a connection to the divine mind. Do you realize how many things we have done in our lifetime that have no connection to God? And so we are making the effort that whatever I learn to do must be done with a connection to God to have continuity. I cannot do it with the human mind. Let's finally exterminate all useless activity, all that has a dateline. You've heard it many times. I've used it many times in the past, of the ant climbing a tree. The human mind is that ant. It climbs the tree. And what it knows is all that is within its perspective, all that is within its range. Everything outside of its range, not yet reached, is tomorrow. Everything that it has passed is yesterday. It doesn't remember this, and it doesn't remember that. It lives in the moment. We, if we live with the human mind, we are basically moment creatures. If we live in the Christ mind, you remember that today and yesterday and now are enclosed in one all-knowing eternal truth. And the Christ mind works in eternity, so that your total life is in eternity. And we are preparing for that adventure when we are in eternity forever, knowingly, consciously. With the Christ mind, we're going to live in eternity right this moment. It doesn't live anywhere else. Let's tune to that mind which is independent of all human impulses. That mind which doesn't get on one horse and then another. Let's find the way into reality. Let's tune out the human mind. That's our first step. Tune it out until you are capable of standing without a human thought. That means we're not in the world, we're not thinking of world affairs, we're not in the body, we're not thinking of the body, we're not thinking of anything connected to the body, the human body, we're not thinking of human relationships, we're not thinking of economics. We're clearing out, we're doing a house cleaning, we're turning over all the tables. We're going into the realm of no human thought. Three or four minutes, you should be without human thought. Open. Meek unto the Father. You're eliminating the basic concept that leads you astray. You're eliminating me. There's no me to ride a red horse or a brown horse or a black horse or a gray horse or any horse. There's no me at all. All that's left in your consciousness is I. I, the Christ, the Divine Self, the Infinite Self. I, the Christ, am one with the Father. Christ will always send you out on the white horse. How old are you? Ageless. Ageless. You're as old now as the day you were born. You're as old now as you'll be 200 years from now. You are ageless. Christ knows no time. Have you reached that place in consciousness? Stay with it. You will reach it. Ageless. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. You're opening now to an impartation from the infinite. you left the 5 cents world. You remember that lesson Christ gave the woman at the well? You've had 5 husbands, but no more. Those 5 husbands marry you to this world. You're working on the 6th. She was approaching Christ consciousness. The 5 cents world is no more. We won't identify anything in the world with the mind of man. It sees through a glass darkly. Everything it sees is fractioned. Don't trust it. Know it to be what it is. It is a counterfeit. The counterfeit 5 senses are interpreting this world in fractions. And your life is being divided into fractions. That's why you change horses. We're getting into wholeness. We're getting into seeing behind the universe in time. Learn that nothing in the world of time is permanent and therefore is not of God. And develop the capacity and the inner insistence of getting outside the world of time into reality that is enduring. That way we will learn how to live in eternity. There is a tendency to come back into this world. We want to eliminate that tendency. We have lived enough in this world. And maybe now you're getting the idea of what you're to do in this world. The entire idea of this human experience is to walk through the world. To walk directly through it, untouched by it. Untouched by the things that come into the human mind. To emerge from this world, you must pass through it, whether you want to or not. This world is your obstacle, your adversary. It's a path of thorns. There is no person who is exempt from this experience. And it seems like a long experience, a lifetime and lifetimes. But the ant must crawl up that tree. We must go through the earth experience, and in the process we will discover who we are, where we are, what we are to do. This is the toughening course, and you've had enough of it. Only the Christ can lead you through it and out of it. Now it's time to develop your Christ consciousness. Time to put your life into the Christ awareness, to dedicate every moment of your life to finding Christ within. There is not a day that you spend without Christ that is not wasted. Everything now is to develop your Christ awareness. I come quickly. Do you know why I come quickly? Because I'm right here. You don't have to go anywhere. I come quickly because I am the only self present. Who's going to find Christ? You won't find Christ until you lose yourself and find that you are Christ. Peter, put up thy sword. What are you trying to do? You want to defend the Christ? So you don't have to apologize to yourself, even Peter did not know that the Christ needs no defense. When you find that your human self is a fiction, and you put up your sword, because your Christhood needs no defense, and that's all there is of you. You will find that you have discovered the kingdom. But you can't discover it while you believe there's a human you, while you hold on to it, while it has birthdays. Agelessness is the truth of the you that we must find. And it's not so much a finding of Christ, it's a losing of the Antichrist. When you cross out those things which are not you, when you can finally say, there is no me, I don't know where I am, I don't know who is this me that is supposed to. It's an impersonator. There can't be a me and a Christ. We are told to lay down our life to pick it up again. Isn't that the story? To lay down me to pick up I. How subtle. What prevents you from doing it? A million things. The world prevents you from doing it. Everything in the world is a deterrent. Until everything in the world comes under your domination, and it only comes under domination when the Christ begins to be your knowledgeable, realized identity. Then you have no obstacle, no adversary. All the confidence in the world. Let's dwell a moment in the self that I think I am, the self that puts on this body every morning, the self that is counterfeit and pretends to be me. I'm not fooling anymore. This self pretends to be me. Have I wondered why God didn't take care of this self, or the people out there who seem to be crushed by circumstances? Why should God take care of an illusion? God won't take care of me unless there is an I here which accepts divinity, and then the I of me comes through the me. One consciousness. I am connected to God. The I of you is connected to God. The I of him is connected to God. And therefore we are all one. I. Do you ever reject the I of one person unknowingly? You say, Sally is sick. Bill has a problem. Do you know what you're doing? I do not reject my own omnipresence. And if I am present, is there a problem in my presence? Is there one single problem in the presence of I? Bombs are dropping. The place wherein I stand is holy ground. Words that the Bible utters are the words of Christ. And if holy ground is where I stand, there are no bombs dropping on it. There are concepts which the human mind sees as bombs, which Christ does not acknowledge, because even the bombs are illusions of the mind. We are looking every day at waves of thought, waves of mortal thought all over the universe. In fact, that's what makes the universe, waves of mortal thought. And if we are not spiritually illumined, we accept these waves of thought. They seem so real. Every now and then, one individual comes into a realization that whatever I see, whatever it is, I may not know that these are waves of thought, that these are electrical images. But I know that I am Christed. And wherever I walk is holy ground. Wherever Jesus walked was holy ground. Every mother whose child goes into the war, if she knew how to teach him that his name is I, Christ, she wouldn't have to worry all day and night whether he'd come home. The I, Christ, of him would never leave home. We are dropping human identity. We are dropping a human mind. And every time it crops up to identify something, we just look at it silently. We let it say what it wants to, but it does not enter our consciousness. The Christ mind sees from within. It does not see an external world. It does not see people. It does not see the sunset and the sunset, sunrise. Eventually, even the mountains will drop into the sea for you. There is another world out there, a universe of different light than the light of the sun. The inhabitants of that world travel in light bodies. They are all connected to the infinite and fed by the infinite. They are all under divine jurisdiction. God government is the only government in the kingdom of reality. And you join God government as you come into the knowledge that I am that one Christ, which is the Son of God throughout God's kingdom. As long as I keep this little voice still, and I keep tuning into the infinite voice, though I may find it very difficult, my effort will ultimately yield divine results. Be still and know. And what keeps you still? The ability to put the reins on that human self, that self-will that wants to constantly express itself. When you bump into an individual who has attained this level or degree of it, you feel safe because that person comes into your consciousness in a manner which is not threatening, in a manner which indicates to you some degree of the peace that person feels. That is a person who has attained that level, who never begins a war, is never out to cheat you, always comes to you with a sort of soft love, an awareness of his own Christhood, and therefore an awareness of your Christhood. And you feel it. And when you have this quality in you, others feel it. And you are coming out of the world of mixed up thought, the world which is always tangled, which is always making you an outsider, which is always getting you into a corner, that make-believe world. The seventh letter to the churches is Laodicea. is a world of divine love. A world that whoever enters it is never the same again. When you bask in divine love, that which you feel is communicated to the world around you. There is no judging in Laodicea. Whom can you judge when you see everyone as the living Christ? You don't wait for them to show you they are the living Christ. You know this is the truth of them. Everyone is the living Christ, and love is the law. There's nothing to judge, and your judgment shows that you do not know that the living Christ is in everyone. Your judgment shows that you are fractionalizing the universe again, that you have departed from the infinite. You can see how the infinite cannot work in your consciousness. Always, you take yourself out of infinite law. When you divide life into parts or degrees or good and evil, because good and evil is long past in the infinite life, everything is perfect. Everybody has. There are no have-nots. And everybody has, whether you see it or not. Because the nature of the invisible is something you cannot see. You cannot see the perfection in each individual, but you must honor that perfection. You honor it by acknowledging it, by realizing it is there. By blessing each individual, regardless of any discrepancy that may appear to you, because you know that you are looking with five-sense vision. You do not trust your vision. You trust only Christ. Christ who blesses all. Just like the sun, it blesses all. Doesn't matter if you're in a poverty neighborhood or a rich neighborhood. The sun up there doesn't care. You bless all. It's your acknowledgement of the Christ identity of each individual. It is a necessity for yourself. Unless you are blessing all, you have unbalanced the scales, and now you're in the karma. You set up an imbalance. I can't give pure love to that individual but I can to this individual. Then you're in the karma. Because you don't accept God's word, you only accept what your five senses see. And you cannot do that. Because your five senses will fool you every time. They only know what the cover is on the book. How important is this? Well, if you want to get into the kingdom, that's important. And there's no admission. As long as you're in a mortal state of judgment, nothing that a person does makes the slightest bit of difference to the invisible Christ of your being or the invisible Christ of his being. Because the invisible Christ of your being and his being, regardless of what he looks like in the flesh, is oneself. You only deride, judge, blaspheme yourself when you judge another self, because there is no other self. Every self you're looking at is yourself. Every self. Every self is the Christ, and there are not 10 Christs or 500, there's only one. It's true, you have individuality in every Christ, so that one will appear different than another. But there is still only one Christ. That shouldn't be surprising to those who have been studying oneness and have read books about the realization of oneness. If we know it means oneness, then everyone within our range and everyone outside of our range is the same one, universally. And when you lay that blanket across the universe and beyond the visible universe, you still have an open line to receive all the blessings of Christ. As you take all within the infinite and you remove conditions, you have the unconditioned infinite, which returns your non-judgment and does not judge you. You purify the universe, and thus it purifies you. We're setting in motion some of the divine facts of life so that we can find no obstacle to our entrance into reality. Reality rejects you unless you have accepted reality. And you won't find perfect human beings in reality, or imperfect human beings in reality. You'll find only the immortal perfection that you must attain in your awareness. And when you attain the mortal perfection, the immortal perfection, then you will find you feel differently. You've got a secret the world knows not of. You've developed the Christ mind. And you make no exceptions. When you make no exceptions in your Christ mind, you are completing your seven steps. You are worthy to open the book. And I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. We haven't covered the seven steps, but we're covering the seventh.